Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special episode of Lightning McQueen. I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Mm-hmm.
This is West Trending.
Right now,
before we go on stage in Minneapolis, if you're listening to this before 7:30 Minneapolis, come on out.
Yeah.
We want to meet you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of screaming. And I probably will not leave the stage to pee in the middle of it.
You probably won't?
Other shows. No, I think I'm doing
good. You think
good.
If you call your shot, you won't do
it? Yeah, well,
time?
Once I embarrassed myself in San Francisco,
right?
I had to rein it in.
When
the
you peed your pants on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tried to be like, what the heck's leaking from the lights up here? Really? And everyone was just like, they groaned audibly. Like,
yeah.
Oh man,
nobody buys that. All right, Miles, let's talk about what's trending. What's trending?
Steven Spielberg's name is trending. I thought, okay, what's going on?
Yep.
Apparently, this is because his daughter, Michaela, who is 23, this is Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw's daughter, one of them. She has decided to start a career in sex work and have been saying that she's trying to get a sex worker license in Tennessee and has a goal of working in a strip club and has told people online what she's about. She says, I just launched my self-produced adult entertainment career. Safe, sane, consensual is the goal, y'all. My body, my life, my income, my choice. I owe not a single person my autonomy or virtue just because of a name.
Mm.
Okay, do you, Michaela Spielberg.
Yeah.
I know she's saying it doesn't matter, like, about my name or whatever, but maybe you could be the Spielberg of adult films.
Yeah, that would be...
Really
something take to aspire to. So she is interested in being a performer, not a director at this juncture.
But you know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, you get in front of the camera a little bit, you end up behind it at some point.
That's what they say.
You know?
Yeah. That's how I started.
But yeah, her account is private.
Her Instagram?
57,000 followers.
57,000 and she's got a private account?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Vandal_princess. I mean, I wonder what is, you know, what the family has to think. We don't have a comment from the Spielberg family.
Right. OK Magazine is reporting Steven Spielberg reportedly embarrassed by daughter.
Oh, come on, bro. Let her live.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, I mean, with the amount of consumption there is in adult film, she might make bigger films than you.
I know.
Think
for
about
sure.
that.
For real. What else is trending? National Pancake Day is trending because it's National Pancake Day.
Well, and IHOB. Not IHOB. They got rid of the burgers. They brought the pee back.
I can't believe they did that. That was such a huge, so genius, iconic success.
I guess it's free pancakes at IHOP Day. So if you want to, you know, save some money, go get you some free pancakes.
Wait, they're just giving you free pancakes?
Yeah, they've gone loco over there at IHOP. Absolutely loco.
Miles, are you telling me they're giving away free pancakes?
I'm like, probably with...
Free pancakes now at IHOP.
It's got to be with a purchase, I'd imagine.
Oh, okay, got it.
Free short stacks. No, just giving away free short stacks.
Free short stacks.
And, oh, whoa, you could also win pancakes for life.
Short stack after a Spielberg story? I mean, yeah. What's going on here?
What's, you know...
Hey. The Indiana Jones.
Oh, man.
Doesn't he call him short stack at some point? Or am I just making
it short
up?
Round is what Jonathan Kee Kwan, they would call him. Right. Well, yeah, I'm sure he probably
did.
He
called him short stack. All right. Yeah.
That was my first Asian role model in media.
He was pretty cool.
Jonathan Kee Kwan.
Yeah, he was.
But also, again, I always say this, I'm only half Asian. So right. Like part of me was like, damn, man, I wish maybe he's half black or something. Years later, my dad took a photo with him.
Oh, really?
And it's one of my most cherished things. I brought it to school.
Wow.
I was like, yo, my dad met Jonathan Kee Kwan.
Check this shit out,
and they're like,
losers.
What the hell?
Okay. Okay, man.
I'm like, that's my dad and him. Fucking Data. All right,
Miles,
it's
senior year of high school, man.
And this, like, based on the timestamp on this photo, this is from 93.
So the way I feel about these free giveaway things is they're generally... too good to be true. Like when you get there, there's going to be a long wait or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like with Marvelous Mrs. Maisel gas giveaway.
Well, that was different. Right. In LA, when you're telling people it's 1960s pricing on gasoline.
Yeah.
When there's this city too, like in LA, there are so many people who like are commuting. I mean, people will go pretty wild for that.
Yeah.
But the pancakes, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I guess pancakes don't power most cars. So
no, just that one you're working on very diligently.
I do want to just shout out, we're talking about this on tomorrow's story, or on tomorrow's full episode, but Dick Pound is trending.
Right, and that's Michaela Spielberg's co-star?
No, it's not. Oh. I know, it's amazing that he's not related to the Michaela Spielberg story. He is the longest-running IOC member. And he's trending because he made the statement about potentially canceling the Olympics. But we
Dick
talked Pound? About that.
Dick Pound? Dog Pound? What do you consider fun?
Bachelor 2020 is trending. Just The Bachelor had a big episode last night. Super producer Anna Hosnier was watching it when I walked into her hotel room to record this episode.
Screaming. We're like, what's that? What's that mean?
Right.
Who's that?
There
what
was
do they
a
do?
Lot. So the front runner... told The Bachelor she was saving herself for marriage and was not interested in him if he decided to sleep with the other girls.
But it's that point in the show where inevitably it's the fuck episode.
Yeah, it's the fuck episode, and she was the third one. So he had already fucked.
Yeah.
He, as super producer Anna Hosnier put it, he's king fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's bachelor fuck guy.
He's king fuck the
he
third.
He fucked in a windmill, and that was like a big thing.
The last time?
Yeah, the last when he was a contestant.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah, it's not looking good for him and her. But then there was the scenes from Next, which is the finale, and it showed his mom, and she is doing absolute...
The way this woman was crying, I thought she had a terminal illness in which her dying wish was to see her son be married, and she's there for the wedding.
That's what it felt like. She was like, go find her, Peter. Let her go.
Bring her back home to us.
Just openly weeping, like... She's just so caught up in the drama and like in the character she knows she's playing on reality TV. It's
you actually love to see it.
Oh, you love to see it. It's one of the great performances by a reality contestant who it should by all
there's no
means
stakes.
Has no stakes.
No stakes
and
at all.
Is not one of the contestants. Just is like, this is my moment, motherfucker.
She's like, you want me to get emotional,
Peter?
On
you will not ruin this for me. Can you imagine?
She was putting it up to it the whole time, living vicariously through him.
Yeah.
And also, just Fat Tuesday is trending because it's Fat Tuesday.
It's Fat Tuesday.
That means that tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Ooh.
Meaning the beginning of Lent.
Yeah.
Meaning I better see some ash crosses on those foreheads or you better get right with God.
I find it amazing when like someone I know just rolls in with the ash on their forehead.
Yeah, because I used to get it like going to Lutheran and Catholic school. Like that, you just, that was part of it. I remember, yo, they would like, they would even mark the kids who were not Christian.
Yeah.
And but at the time we were too young to be like,
for today, you won't go to hell. Like,
isn't your family Hindu?
They're right.
Like, I don't know. We're all in line. We ready to get in line. This dude's putting...
I just got in line because you were in line.
And also, sometimes you would get mad if the priest gave you the janky cross. Yeah. Sometimes people look like they just have a fucking thumbprint on their forehead.
Yeah.
I get it. You're getting through a lot of foreheads to get that cross on.
Yeah, but work on your technique, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the food court at the Grove that had some like dope Mardi Gras shit going on.
Oh, I thought they were giving out. There
was a themed booth where a guy dressed up as a priest was giving out ash foreheads. No, but they had like one of those walking New Orleans like jazz band things.
Oh,
going.
A second line?
Yeah, yeah. It was fucking dope. Oh. My boys and I followed them around.
With your jet, you had umbrellas too?
Suspicious. Yeah, exactly.
You were really showing out?
Uh-huh.
When was the last time you gave something up for Lent?
Like when I knew that I should stop
when
drinking.
When you knew there was a God?
But I like didn't want to fully stop drinking, so I gave it up for Lent.
Oh, interesting. I used to do that with weed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, yeah, man, I could do 40 days.
Right.
For people who don't know, like Lent is this period in the build-up to Easter where Jesus Christ was risen.
Yes.
Okay, after being crucified. Crucified.
Crucified.
Crucified is when you go up against Skip to My Lou and one mixtape game.
Isn't Lent in the lead up when he goes into the desert and like is tempted for 40 days but like doesn't eat anything for 40 days?
I'm just getting to the part where
the money shot.
Basically saying, look, 40 days you're giving some shit up until Easter and then you go whole hog. And that's why the Fat Tuesday is like, yo, get it in now. Because on Wednesday, it's Monday Tuesday, I believe is the official name.
Yeah.
Because come Wednesday, bro, put the blunts away. And I used to convince myself, like, I was doing a spiritual trade.
Yeah.
I'm like, dear God, I do not believe in, but I've been sort of like inoculated with these messages from an early age. I will put the blunt down if you make sure I don't have to study for these tests I'm about to take and give me a passing grade. It was not really
how'd
well
that work
thought
out. Yeah.
I somehow would do it.
When the blunt's away, the bongs will play.
Dude, when the blunt's away, the grades are in A.
That's what they say.
That's what the shittiest dare cop says to people.
Minneapolis, we'll see you in a couple hours. Yeah. Everyone else, have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.